Today's scripture reading is Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those God redeemed from the hand of the foe, those God gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble and were delivered from their distress. God led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for the unfailing love and wonderful deeds for mankind. For God satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners suffering in iron chains because they rebelled against God's commands and despised the plans of the Most High. So God subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble and were saved from their distress. God brought them out of darkness, the utter darkness, and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for the unfailing love and wonderful deeds for mankind. For God breaks down gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food and drew near the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble and were saved from their distress. God sent out word and healed them and rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for the unfailing love and wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of God's works with songs of joy. Some went out to the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, the wonderful deeds in the deep. For God spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble and were brought out of their distress. God stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and God guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for the unfailing love and wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them exalt God in the assembly of the people and praise God in the council of the elders. God turned rivers into a desert, flowing springs into thirsty ground, and fruitful land into salt waste because of the wicked of those who live there. God turned the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into flowing springs. There God brought the hungry to live, and they founded a city where they could settle. They sowed fields and planted vineyards that yielded a fruitful harvest. God blessed them, and their numbers greatly increased, and God did not let their herds diminish. Then their numbers decreased, and they were humbled by oppression, calamity, and sorrow. The one who pours contempt on nobles made them wander in a trackless waste. But God lifted the needy out of their affliction and increased their families like flocks. The upright see and rejoice, but all the wicked shut their mouths. Let the one who is wise heed these things and ponder the loving deeds of the Lord. These are our sacred stories. Thanks be to God.
Today is All Saints' Day, and tomorrow is All Souls' Day. These are the Dia de los Muertos. And these days, these physical distance, pandemic, grief-filled, anxiety-filled days, these days I need a place to put all of my emotions. I need rituals. I need these days of the dead. I need this All Souls Day. I need All Saints Day. I need the Dia de los Muertos. Because we're grieving. Oh, my friends, how we grieve. We grieve for those we do not know who've died from this disease. We grieve the violence against people of color. We grieve for separated families. We grieve our personal losses. We grieve for Martha, for Margot, for Anne, for Mary Lee. These women have shaped our congregation. They've helped us to become who we are. They've loved us and taught us, and we grieve for them. This is hard. Harder still because we remain physically apart. And while we are not physically together, we must remind ourselves and each other that we are not alone. We're not alone. We have each other. We have God, the God of lost sheep who searches and sees and knows us. This God enters the pain with us, sharing our tears, and with cracking voice whispers, peace. The peace of one who knows suffering, who knows a life ended too soon, who knows sorrow. The peace of one whose heart is also broken. Grief is not linear. There is no finish line. There is moment by moment and day by day. There's learning to live with the love that remains. Grief spirals and loops, piling emotion upon emotion, anguish, anger, denial, guilt, acceptance, sadness, disbelief, exhaustion, tumbling upon each other, looping in upon themselves. Grief is work. Our culture has very little patience with grief. There's pressure to move on, to get over it. In my experience, grief doesn't work this way. It's been 33 years since my mother died. Her death is not something I will ever get over. I've learned to incorporate her life and her death into my living. I talk about her with my children, and I keep her memory and her love with me. I light a candle each year on her birthday and on the day she died. I write her letters that require no stamp, letters of love and connection. My grief experience has been like walking into the ocean. At the beginning, the waves come hard and fast and knock you off your feet, filling your lungs with water and salt, taking your breath. As you continue into the water, it gets easier to navigate. You learn to expect the waves. You can usually ride them without getting knocked over. And sometimes a wave will still send you somersaulting under the water, forcing you to search for the surface and gasp for breath. Grief is work. It requires ritual. And so I'm grateful for this ritual that we share together every year, this ritual of coming together and lighting candles and looking at pictures of loved ones. I need this. I need these days of the dead, a place to put all the grief and anxiety, the worry and the sadness, a place to put lament, to put demands for change and justice. I need a place to remember, a place and a way to channel my grief into work for justice. I know we read this morning from the Psalms, but the words of Jeremiah keep coming to my mind. Jeremiah cries, "For the hurt of my people, I'm hurt, I mourn, and dismay has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there?" Jeremiah does not stop with tears. He demands that the people of Judah stop pretending that nothing is wrong. Stop turning away from the blood and the stench. Stop ignoring the voices of the wounded and oppressed. Stop silencing those who testify to the wrongs that have been done them. Jeremiah weeps for destruction, for dismemberment, for injustice. He cries that it is time for public lament, time to call the wailing women, the public mourners. Consider and call for the wailing women to come. Send for the skilled women to come. Let them quickly raise a dirge over us, so that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids flow with water. Death has come up into our windows. It has entered our palaces to cut off the children from the streets and the young men from the squares. These are ancient words, but they ring painfully true this day. Death has come up into our windows. It has entered our palaces. It has cut off the children. My friends, as of Friday, according to Johns Hopkins University, 228,677 Americans have died of coronavirus. And that's just the number we know. That's the number with completely inadequate testing. The virus has claimed 1,182,908 people around the world. We grieve. This is personal. We know people who've had COVID. We know people who've died. It is time for public lament. Past time that we raise our voices, weep at injustice, demand change. With our personal grief, we must add this element of lament. In these months of pandemic, we've also seen again and again egregious acts of violence against Black people. I am a white woman, the mother of two white boys. There are all sorts of things I try to protect our boys from, and I don't worry that they will one day be running for exercise and enjoyment and be hunted down and shot. I don't worry that they'll be pulled over by police and end up dead. I grieve with and for people of color, and I commit myself and I recommit myself to the work of anti-racism, and I call those of you who are white to join me in this commitment. It's time for us to take this on, past time for us to shoulder it. We grieve the racism in ourselves and in our country, and we commit again and again to being anti-racist. We grieve and we lament and we work for change. A new Supreme Court justice has been sworn in, and we fear for the rights of LGBTQ+ people, for women's bodies, for what the future might hold, and we lament. With our grief, we need lament. Lament is a revolutionary act. It is vital if we want to change what is wrong. We must face the pain of needless loss, of daily threats, especially to Black, brown, and transgender bodies. Lament lingers with the realities of shattered lives. It refuses to let the next news cycle erase the pain or the need for change. We need these days of the dead. We need to cry. Tears to flow, bodies to rock. And we need to express our anger. The nature of lament is profoundly spiritual and profoundly political. Lament ensures that questions of justice are asked. Lament makes clear that things are not okay, but it doesn't stop there. Lament suggests that what is wrong can and must be changed. Lament insists that we get involved in the changing. When government says it will no longer even try to manage this pandemic, no longer even try to keep more of us alive, when systemic racism, generational oppression, institutionalized poverty, when hate-filled humans have such easy access to weapons of slaughter, when vitriol is spewed by our leaders, when people seeking safety are treated worse than dogs, when religion is used to justify evil, when another Black mother weeps, when more than 500 separated families will never be reunited, my God, we cannot be silent. We must weep. We must join our voices with the wailing women until we are heard, until we can make change. Lament stands in the face of violence, of hate and oppression, and proclaims, it weeps, it shouts, that justice can overcome oppression, that love can overcome hatred, that compassion can overcome violence, that welcome can overcome hostility. Lament is a public act of grieving and truth-telling, and it's a public act of hope. Hope because it demands change. Grief and pain, grief and lament, grief and weeping, it must all be experienced, lived. So this day, this All Saints Day, let yourself feel how much you miss those who have died. And let yourself feel how angry, how upset, how motivated you are to create change in this world. Remember that rituals help. This helps, this being together, these days of the dead, these are ritual and they help. They bring us together. They remind us that we are not alone. Not alone in our pain and not alone in our work for justice. So light a candle. Go to a place that the person you're missing loved. Give to a charity in their honor. Tell stories. And give your lament voice this day. Cry and scream. Write a letter. Make a call. Do something for justice. Let yourself feel your grief and channel those feelings into works for justice. These ritualized days of mourning will end, but our work of grief and lament must not. I need these days of the dead. I imagine that you do too, but we can't let our work stop when these days are over. We must continue our grieving. We must continue to sound our lament loud enough and long enough that all are able to hear our call and that change happens. We call ourselves and each other out of fear, out of violence, and into our capacity to love, to work for justice, to create peace. We do this work of grief and lament. We do it together, holding each other, holding on to hope, holding on to love, knowing that we are not alone. We are not alone. And love never dies. Love never dies. And so this day, do the work you need to do. The grief work and the lament work, and know that you do that work in community. You do it surrounded by love, surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses, with us always. Amen.